Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This share should be a special schus. Rabbi Maron, Imi Maras, Yishich, Lenishmas, Maras, Esther, Maras, Vishum, Maras, Chanav, Sigar, Maras, Atachanav, Maras, Rabbeir, Zev. And we're going to be learning B'siyat B'tishmaya, Sefer HaMitzvahs, continue our Sefer HaMitzvah series, Mitzvah Dalet, Mitzvah List Say Dalet. And we already had a share on Mitzvah Say Dalet. We went in a different derech. We're going to go on now, and it's also based on the Torah of Moreno HaGoyner of Rafael Cohen Kunstler. That's Shlita, to live a long life. Mitzvah Dalet says, Yirano me'asos tzuras ba'alei chayim me'etzim ba'avanim ha'matochos v'zulasa. We are permitted, prohibited from making tzuros, forms of ba'alei chayim, of living creatures, from wood, from stone, from metal, and the like. But even though if they're not made, they serve. From Yisrael, and that's what the Torah says, you shouldn't make with me gods of silver and gods of gold. Now the Rambam in Chibur, in the third parak of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, in Halacha Yud, writes, Asr lasas suros lenoi vafel pisha ein avoidas kochavim. You're not allowed to make forms for beauty, even though they're not idols. Doesn't matter, you're not allowed to make forms. Ein isr latsur latsur lenoi, elat suras adam bilvad. The only tsura that's forbidden, the only form that's forbidden is the form of man. You're not allowed to make the likeness of a human being. Vushatia tzura boletis. It has to be jutting out. Vigon hatsiur vaakiur shebetraklin v'chayotze v'den. Vimtsar loike. Vayimaitzura mishukas areilu mutaros. So it has to be jutting out, but not if it is engraved. If it's engraved, it's permitted. But if it is protruding, for example, images and sculpture, it's made in the hallway and the like, so that's already usur. But if it's a mishukas, if it's engraved, or it's tsurashel samonim, it's painted, on tsurashel bealuch, it's like portraits, whether on wood or stone, that are part of it, or that are part of a tapestry, Shirok min barik harelu mutaros. So this is very interesting. The Rambam says in Halach Yud Aleph, b'chein asur latsur, just skipping a little bit in the Rambam, v'chein asur latsur t'muscham levanu k'chav mazal t'malachim. It's forbidden to make an image of the sun, the moon, the stars, the constellations, the angels. And this applies even if there are pictures on tablets. And the images of animals and other living beings, with the exception of men, and similarly trees, grasses, and the like, may be fashioned. And this applies even to images which protrude. So, the Chayvid's already medayik in the Rambam, that the Rambam is mechalek between tsuras adam and tsuras hashemashim b'marim, tsuras shemeshamshim b'marim, even if they're flat and they don't protrude and they're not engraved, they're aser. And tsuras adam, only if it doesn't protrude, it's mutter. And his masik, he doesn't know where the Rambam gets this from. It's the same din, tsuras adam and tsuras shemashim dinam shavu. What's the difference? How can the Rambam be mechalik? So in the Kesef Mishnah, he brings the Chan and Avodah Zarah, who's Taman the Rambam. Where does he get this chiluk from between Suras Adam and Shamashe Maru? It's all derived from the same pasuk in the Gemara, Osasuniti. So what's Pshat in the Rambam to make this chiluk also? In Halacha Yud, the Rambam says, like about Tzuras Adam, if he's over, he gets Malchus. But then in Tzuras HaShamashim, he says it's Osir. He doesn't say anything about Malchus, but Pashtus is no Malchus. The Minchas Chinuch is Medayik, this Diuk, and Meichi Teisa to be Mechalik. That only by Tzuras Adam you get Malchus and not Tzuras HaShamashim. Like the moon and the stars. And the Iker Lav of Lo Sasun Iti, in the Chinuch and Lamed Tes, he writes Shelo Lasas Tzuras Adam. He doesn't mention anything about Tzuras Meshamshim, and that's a grace of Tema. Where are the other Meshamshim? Why only Adam? Smag writes the Lav Linyan Tzuras Adam. So to the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, writes Tzuras Balei Chaim. Which is so weird. The Yisur is Dafka Tzuras Adam, and so he paskins the Hedge and the Chibur. That it's talking about Tzuras Adam, but Tzuras Behemoth, Vishara Chaya Chutz Min Adam is Mutter. So the Rambam seems to contradict himself. That here in the Chibur, the Rambam says Adam. And in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam says other Balei Chaim also are Aser. The Sefer Mayan HaChachman, he notes this. He writes the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos must have changed his mind from what he wrote in the Chibur. And that's a Dachak. Rav Chaim Heller brings Nischos in the Lashon HaRambam where he writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos Adam, not like we have Tzuras Balei Chaim. What's weird is that the Rambam here in the Sefer HaMitzvos doesn't mention the Shamashim. She mentions in the Chibur, so where did that go? So we have the seeming steer between the Rambam and the Chibur and the Sefer HaMitzvos. And then we have the Hashmata of the Shamashim, which is a Pella, in the Sefer HaMitzvos. And Tzuras Balei Chaim, where does he b'chol get that from? So these are all Dvar Temas. The Rav Omar Kach, Anachu Nakdim, that the Rambam here, after he was Mazkir, the Iker Lav of Asiyas Tzurois, he adds that it's a Harchaka. You have to distance yourself from making these Tzuris so that you don't think like those foolish Ovdei Avodah Zarah, that the Tzurois have Koichas. That's the last thing you want to think, that these Tzurois have Kochos. The Rambam usually doesn't mention Tamei HaMitzvos, and here he says, no, you're not allowed to make these forms that people shouldn't think that they have Koach. You made them because they have Koach. Here also in the Chibur, the Rambam writes, Kedei Shelo Yidu Ben Matoim Yidu M'Shem Avodah Zarah. Why is he bringing the reason for the lav? So it's pure poshut that the Rambam is not just telling us the reason for the mitzvah. The Rambam is telling us the Yisoid V'Geder HaLav. The Torah was Mazhir Al Asiyas Tzurois Lenoi. Aval Yisod HaYisr Lo Muzkor LeHedya BaTorah. Aval HaRambam Mevaer SheYisodo Mishum LeSod HaAveda Zore. The Torah tells us not to make Tzuris. Doesn't tell us why. The Rambam says it's Midin HaAveda Zore. That Be'ikar HaGedoras HaLav Kan Sefer HaMitzvos, he writes, the Afal Pi, Shlo Yasu Le'ovid. So to in the Chibur, Asur Lasa Suris Lanoi Vav Pi Shein Avoidus Kochovim. So what he means to say is that this Isser is not an Isser Baal Mashal Asiyas Suris, it's Medina Avoid Zara. And you see in the context, the Rambam is Koivea this after he writes the Surim of Asiyas Pesel, La'atzmo La'acherim. And that was what was mischadesh, not only if you do it for Avodah Zarah, even if you don't make it for Avodah Zarah, it's still Asur Mishum Lasada Avodah Zarah, meaning that people shouldn't think that it's being made for Avodah Zarah, that Avodah Zarah has koach, as the foolish people think. And the mokol of the Rambam would appear from the Mechilta on this pasuk with Nasanai Melay Sasun Iti, Shalay Toimar Oysa Ani Kemin Dmus Veshtacha Belo. As a Mavur Lehedya, Shemishun Lesada Avodah Zarah Havi. You shouldn't say, I'm going to make a demus and I'm going to bow down to it. So you see, there's an avodah zarah de geiser. And that's why the Rambam had to add, even stamat siyas tsuros l'nai is aser. So people don't make a mistake and think it has power. So the Rambam is telling us the gedar iser. The gedar iser is midin avodah zarah. That's why the Rambam was marich to tell us why it's aser, not stam tamim mitzvah. He's telling us the gedar of the iser. The gedar of the iser is it's an avodah zarah dik iser. So according to that, it would appear as follows. In the sugya avodah zarah dafkim gimel amid aleph, we learn from the pasuk of Losasun Iti another din. Shlo yasa adam bayis tavnis hechalach sadra tavnis ulam chotzer tavnis azara. You shouldn't make your home like the hechal, your courtyard like the azara, your pavilion like the ulam. So the Menchas Chinuch was already mayor, but the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah doesn't mention shlo yasa tavnis mikdash. He puts it in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Why doesn't he put it in Hilchos Avodah Zarah? So Ayin b'Minchas Chinuch, he writes that the Rambam holds that Tavnis Mikdash, making the same measurements as the Mikdash, a home the same measurements as the Mikdash, it's not an Avodah Zarah de Kisr. And if the Rambam doesn't put in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, so according to this, it would appear that we could say the same thing about Lo Sasun Iti, that the Gemara says, you're not allowed to make Tzuras HaShamashim Mishamshim, you're not allowed to make the sun, the moon, etc. So even though it's from this pasuk, the yisur comes from this pasuk, but it's not mitin avodah zarah. It's an yisur bifnei atzmo. Al derech yisur tavnis mikdash. So we have a yafus of a tzuras adam. That's taka mishum avodah zarah. And a yafusa the aser tzuras mishamshin. It's not Mishum Avodah Zarah. It's Meduik in the Rambam, in Surah Sadan, the Rambam says, Asur Lasa Surah Lanoi, Glomer Surah Shal Kesav Zav Shein Amel Lanoi. And his Makor in the Sefer HaMitzvot, he says, is from the Mechilta, Shal Atom HaReini Oysa Lanoi Kederach Shachair Moisa. You're making for beauty like other people make. Avodah Loch Yed Alev, in Surah HaMishamshim, he doesn't mention this at all. He only writes, Asur Latzur Dmus Cham Ulevana. He doesn't say, even though it's only Lenoi. So based on what we explain, it's Pashat, that when it comes to Tzuras Adam, that the Yisoda Isser is Mitzad L'sada Avodah Zarah. So the Rambam has to tell us, even though it's only Lenoi, and there's no Avodah Zarah problem, it's still Aser. Tzuras Adam is still Aser, so people don't come to follow it for Avodah Zarah. But then in Tzuras HaMishamshin, that it's not Mishum L'sad Avodah Zarah, but rather it's an Iser Bifnei Atzmai, There's no chiddush that it's only lanoi. What it matters, lanoi or not, the Torah asked for etzem atzias asura. Only tzura sa'adam is mishum l'sada v'edizara. There the chiddush is even though it's only lanoi. When it comes to the tzura sa'mishamshin, there the isur is not mishum v'edizara. And therefore it doesn't matter, there's no chiddush that it's only lanoi. It doesn't matter. Because he made the tzura is what's asur, not the Mitzvah. So you can't tell me, oh, even though it's only the night, the Iker is the Yisr Tzura, so what does it matter why he made it? But by Adam, it's Mishum Avay Dezara, so therefore the Rambam has to tell us, even though it's only the night. So according to this, we understand the Shittas Moni HaMitzvah, HaRambam, Chinuch HaSmag, that only mentioned Iker HaMitzvah, the Iker of Tzura as Adam, and not Tzura as HaMishamshin. And we saw before, the Chinuch does only mentions Adam, the Smag only mentions Adam. Rambam, according to Rav Chaim Heller's Girsaus that he brings, only mentions Adam. Because that we learn from this pasuk of Lo Sasun to Asur Tzuras HaMishamshin, the sun, the moon, etc., that's not a gilui that it's included in Din Avodah Zarah. That Mishamshin are included in the Yisr Avodah Zarah. It's a Yafusa B'fnei Atzma and the Lav. That's because of Avodah Zarah is only Tzuras Adam. And Tzuras Mishamshin is an Yisr B'fnei Atzma. So Rambam here in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he writes, it's Bimarach of people for the Zarah, it's only talking about Tzuras Adam. He doesn't mention Tzuras Mishamshin. Because that's a Lav B'fnei Atzma. That's an Yisr B'fnei Atzma. Just like the Tavnis Mikdash, which is learned from Lo Sasaniti, is also not because of Avodah Zarah. What Avodah Zarah is there in Tavnis Mikdash? So the Ikur Drosha is Mishum Lasad Avodah Zarah, and that's Tzuras Adam, and the Tzuras Mishamshin is a mere Drosha, but it's not. The Yikra Mashmos of the Pasuk is Mishum Lasad Avodah Zarah. So the Jerusha, and that's Adam. That's making Tzuras Adam. And the other Jerusha of Tzuras Mishamshin is the Jerusha, but it's not the Yikra Lav. And therefore, in the Yikra Hagdoras HaMitzvah, the Moni HaMitzvahs don't mention Mishamshin, not the Chinuch, not the Smag, and not the Rambam. And that's why the Rambam is Mechalik between Tzuras Adam and Tzuras Mishamshin and Malkus. Because they're not Tali Zebazeh. They just learn from the same Pasuk, but they're two independent Yisurin. The Iker Lav is Tzura Sadam Mishum Lasada Vaidazar, and therefore there's Malkus, but not Mishamshin, there's no Malkus. In the 19th parak of Hilchos Sanhedrin, the Rambam enumerates those who get Malkus. He writes, Oise Elil Linoi. So he writes Elil. That's an Etz Avodah Zarah. So he's saying that you're getting, when you get Malkus, because it's an Avodah Zarah de Geiser. But not. But that's only Tzuras Adam and not the other Tzuras. Other Tzuras aren't Mishum Avodah Zarah, and that's not the Iker Drasha, so that's Mimela, not the. There's no Malkus. And with this, we can also be Miyashiv, the Hasagas HaRaivit in the Ran, where Tamei and the Rambam was Mechalik between Tzuras and Tzuras Mishamshin. That Tzuras Adam is Boletas Dafka, and not the Tzuras Mishamshin. So it would appear from what they say, they hold that boltos is a tenai b'shem tzura. Only boletus is called a tzura to be over on this life. So if that's true, if that's only true tzura, and for crying out loud, what's the difference? Mechi teisi to be mechalik between this tzura and that tzura. But based on what we're learning, the way we're understanding the Rambam, we can say it's not how the Rambam is learning. It has a shank tsura, even if it's not protruding. And protruding is a din in asiyas elyal. It's a din in avodah zarah. And the male, it only applies to man, but not to the other tsuras. So now this explains the Rambam's chiluk. The Rambam says, boletus is a din in elyal. That makes it avodah zaradik, and therefore it only applies to man, but it doesn't. It's not a tanai in the tsura. Because then that's why the Rambam doesn't require it for other mishamshim. Because you're a tsura even without it being boletus. It's a tsura even if it's not protruding. So therefore, other mishamshim can be non-boletus and still aser. But the adam, which is a because of it's an avodah zarah dikatin, so that's only going to be if it's boletus. It's only mitin avodah zarah. It's only avodah zarah dik if it's boletus. Now, our words are based on the Yisod, that these are two Yalfusis, Tzuras Adam and Tzuras Mishamshim. These are two Surim Chalukim. And this would also appear from Taisis and Avodah Zarah and Gimel Amud Aleph, who ask Akasha, they say, since parts of Adam alone is enough to be Asur, then why do you need Arba? There's an Isser of Dumus Arba upon him. And one of the Arba upon him is the it's an Aryeh, a Nesher, sure, and an Adam. So just for the Adam alone, it's Asur. So why do you need to come onto the Dumus of Arba upon him? It's Asur al Dumus Adam alone. So Taisis answers, Lavro of Bishnei Lavin. So why two lavim? Because it's two different isurim. One isur is adam is demus is a avodah zarah dika isur, and the other mishamshim are stam isur, not avodah zarah, not avodah zarah dika. And therefore, it's two separate lavim. Lav b'fnei atzma. All right, there's still a ton more to say. And if it's Hashem, we will hopefully continue. As I mentioned, in a different shir, we have a beautiful tshuva on this in the Divrei Yetziv of the Heilige Kloisenberger. And Moreno Rabbeinu Reb Nosson talks about this in Laris Nosson. Moreno HaGoyin, Luria Zechet Tzadik, the Kaddish Lebracha, talks about this in Avnei Shayam. A lot of discussion, so hopefully we'll revisit this. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.